For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Hearings have begun on the 2011 merger of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the former Missouri Water Patrol. The move came on the heels of the 2008 economic downturn, which hit Missouri's tax revenues hard and came out of several meetings by state officials looking for ways to save money. Colonel Ron Replogle testified before a special Missouri House committee that the merger has improved their response not only to natural disasters, but also to the unrest in Ferguson.
We had more officers that we were able to send there because of the merger under one unified command. So I don't know how you put a dollar amount on some of those things, the efficiencies that I think we've seen from that. I don't know that you can, but I just wanted to bring to your attention that those are things that really can't be measured by the dollar.
The House committee was formed after the drowning death this year of an Iowa man who had been taken into custody on the Lake of the Ozarks under suspicion of boating while intoxicated. Questions have arisen after the death of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson about whether some state troopers in the Water Patrol Division have been properly trained in the use of life vests and other equipment. Another hearing is scheduled for October 14th in Osage Beach, and more are planned later this year. A new study out of Washington University shows that giving teenagers access to free birth control can significantly reduce rates of unplanned pregnancy and abortion. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the study prompted the use of long-acting contraceptive methods like IUDs and implants.
Most U.S. teens rely on birth control pills and condoms to prevent pregnancy, even though IUDs and contraceptive implants are much more effective. Senior study author Jeffrey Peipert says one reason is that some healthcare providers still believe IUDs can cause infection or infertility, even though research doesn't show that. He says a real problem is cost, especially for women without contraceptive health insurance coverage.
An IUD might cost $700, not including the insertion fee, so it could be over $1,000. But as methods of contraception, they're among the most cost-effective methods because they're good for so long.
Piper says an IUD can remain effective for 5 to 10 years, an implant for 3. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A new rule added to the Clean Water Act of 1972 is upsetting farmers. The Environmental Protection Agency and the United States Army Corps of Engineers drafted up a new rule that would give expanded federal power over the waters of the United States. They can regulate all waters which are currently used and were used in the past as commerce, as well as wetlands and territorial seas. The new rule would require farmers to get a permit because the water would be used in interstate or foreign commerce. The EPA says that the rule is supposed to clarify the Clean Water Act and benefit farmers by protecting the waters. Government Relations Representative from the National Farmers Union, Tom Driscoll, says that the union is currently working with the EPA to ensure that the proposal will not harm family farmers.
The union is of the opinion that the current regulatory framework is confused and muddled, and we hope that ultimately we can get settled on a rule that establishes more reliability for folks who want to continue farming.
The EPA holds that the new rule will not add to or expand the scope of waters in the Clean Water Act and will not regulate groundwater or tile drainage systems. Hearings have begun on the 2011 merger of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the former Missouri Water Patrol. The move came on the heels of the 2008 economic downturn, which hit Missouri's tax revenues hard and came out of several meetings by state officials looking for ways to save money. Colonel Ron Replogle testified before a special Missouri House committee that the merger has improved their response not only to natural disasters, but also to the unrest in Ferguson.
We had more officers that we were able to send there because of the merger under one unified command. So I don't know how you put a dollar amount on some of those things, the efficiencies that I think we've seen from that. I don't know that you can, but I just wanted to bring to your attention that those are things that really can't be measured by the dollar.
The House committee was formed after the drowning death this year of an Iowa man who had been taken into custody on the Lake of the Ozarks under suspicion of boating while intoxicated. Questions have arisen after the death of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson about whether some state troopers in the Water Patrol Division have been properly trained in the use of life vests and other equipment. Another hearing is scheduled for October 14th in Osage Beach, and more are planned later this year. A new study out of Washington University shows that giving teenagers access to free birth control can significantly reduce rates of unplanned pregnancy and abortion. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the study prompted the use of long-acting contraceptive methods like IUDs and implants.
Most U.S. teens rely on birth control pills and condoms to prevent pregnancy, even though IUDs and contraceptive implants are much more effective. Senior study author Jeffrey Peipert says one reason is that some healthcare providers still believe IUDs can cause infection or infertility, even though research doesn't show that. He says a real problem is cost, especially for women without contraceptive health insurance coverage.
An IUD might cost $700, not including the insertion fee, so it could be over $1,000. But as methods of contraception, they're among the most cost-effective methods because they're good for so long.
Peipert says an IUD can remain effective for 5 to 10 years, an implant for 3. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A new rule added to the Clean Water Act of 1972 is upsetting farmers. The Environmental Protection Agency and the United States Army Corps of Engineers drafted up a new rule that would give expanded federal power over the waters of the United States. They can regulate all waters which are currently used and were used in the past as commerce, as well as wetlands and territorial seas. The new rule would require farmers to get a permit because the water would be used in interstate or foreign commerce. The EPA says that the rule is supposed to clarify the Clean Water Act and benefit farmers by protecting the waters. Government Relations Representative from the National Farmers Union, Tom Driscoll, says that the union is currently working with the EPA to ensure that the proposal will not harm family farmers.
The union is of the opinion that the current regulatory framework is confused and muddled, and we hope that ultimately we can get settled on a rule that establishes more reliability for folks who want to continue farming.
The EPA holds that the new rule will not add to or expand the scope of waters in the Clean Water Act and will not regulate groundwater or tile drainage systems. The Fall Special Olympics State Outdoor Games will return to Jefferson City for the first time since 2007 this weekend. The games will begin at 8 a.m. on Friday and continue through Sunday.
For the past 3 years, the Special Olympics Fall Games, recently renamed the State Outdoor Games, have taken place in Cape Girardeau. Brandon Schatzik, the public relations manager for Missouri Special Olympics, says the move back to central Missouri will make travel easier for a lot of athletes, volunteers, and coaches. He says the games rotate location on a 3-year basis to keep from burning out sponsors and volunteers from one area of the state.
But it's also, nice to take it to different parts of the state, and it was nice to take it to a corner of the state that usually typically has to drive a long way year in and year out.
With the state headquarters located in Jefferson City and the game's history there, he says it's been easy finding volunteers and sponsors for this weekend's games.
It's just nice to be back in an area where both volunteers and sponsors have been really kind of clamoring to get us back, so it'll be a nice return home.
Joe Boss also calls Jefferson City home. He's been coaching Special Olympics teams through Jefferson City Parks and Recreation for 8 years. He says his athletes are really excited about the games' return to their hometown.
We haven't had one here in Jeff for a long time, so it's kind of nice to be here on our own soil.
He says that while his athletes enjoyed the trips to Cape Girardeau, he believes the return to Jefferson City will be a good experience.
We can have more of their family and support here to cheer for us. You also have a lot of people that can't travel from the group homes and stuff that will be able to be there to see their friends participate.
Boss says he has about 40 athletes competing this weekend. He says he hopes the return to Jefferson City will encourage the community to come out and get involved. Although Schatzik says it's been pretty easy to get volunteers for this weekend, they're still short on volunteers for Friday morning and afternoon. Information for volunteers can be found on their website, somo.org. Ashley Reese, KBIA News.
Columbia welcomed a new biotechnology business with a ribbon cutting at its new facility. BioPharma Services, Inc. has been up and running in the city for a couple of months, but had its grand opening for its new 11,000-square-foot laboratory and clinical facility on Wednesday. BioPharma is a medical research company that conducts clinical trials and drug testing. They specialize in bioequivalence studies, which usually means ensuring generic drugs are absorbed into the body at the same rate as their name-brand counterparts. The company created 40 new jobs in Columbia this year. Mayor Bob McDavid spoke at the event and explains the importance of having a company like BioPharma choose to locate to Columbia.
What that means is that there'll be, by the time their expansion is complete in 3 years, there'll be 50 high-quality, full-paying jobs in Columbia. So that's great for those individuals, that's great for their neighbors, that's great for the community as a whole.
BioPharma's Columbia office is its first in the U.S. for the Canadian-based company. Mayor McDavid, BioPharma CEO Renzo DiCarlo, Missouri Department of Economic Development Director Mike Downing, and Regional Economic Development Inc. Chair Todd Culley all participated in the ribbon cutting. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.